5.6, speed limits. The maximum speed limit on most Texas freeways is 70 miles per hour unless otherwise posted. On two-lane undivided highways and for vehicles towing trailers, the speed limit is 60 unless otherwise posted. On some freeways, Interstate 10 and Interstate 20 in the western part of Texas, for example, the speed limit is 80 miles per hour, but only if posted. Look for posted speed limit signs. Texas Administrate Code, info.sos.state.us.tx. Speed limits may change on other multi-lane highways or freeways. In business or residential districts, the limit is 30 miles per hour unless otherwise posted or stated by city ordinance. You must slow down when approaching a railroad track, approaching a curve, approaching a hill crest, bridge, or overpass. In a school zone, the speed limit is 25 miles per hour unless otherwise marked. Always follow the signs and traffic signals. Prima facie speed limits. The prima facie limits are as follows and shall be applicable unless changed when signs have been erected giving notice thereof. When traversing a railroad grade crossing, if during the last 100 feet of the approach to the crossing the driver does not have a clear and unobstructed view of the crossing and of any traffic on the railway for a distance of 400 feet in both directions along the railway. When traversing any intersection of highways, if during the last 100 feet of the driver's approach to the intersection, the driver does not have a clear and unobstructed view of the intersection and of any traffic upon all the freeways entering the intersection for a distance of 100 feet along all those highways, except at an intersection protected by stop signs or yield right-of-way signs or controlled by official traffic control signals. In any alley, on any highway other than a state highway, in any business or residence district, unless a different speed is determined by local authority, the prima facie speed limit applies. When approaching or passing a school building or the grounds thereof, contiguous to a highway and posted with a standard school warning sign while children are going to or leaving the school either during school hours or during the noon recess period. The prima facie limit shall also apply when approaching or passing any school grounds which are not separated from the highway by a fence, gate, or other physical barrier while the grounds are in use by children and the highway is posted with a standard school warning sign. The prima facie limit shall also apply when passing a senior center or other facility primarily used by senior citizens. 5.6.1 Minimum Speed Limits. No person shall drive upon a highway or freeway at such a slow speed as to impede or block the normal and reasonable movement of traffic, unless the reduced speed is necessary for safe operation because of a grade or in compliance with the law. No person shall bring a vehicle to a complete stop upon a highway so as to impede or block the normal and reasonable movement of traffic, unless the stop is necessary for safe operation or in compliance with the law. If slow speeds on any part of a state highway consistently impede the normal flow of traffic, the department may declare a minimum speed limit below which no person shall drive a vehicle, except when necessary for safe operation or in compliance with the law. 5.6.2 Blind Intersections and Alleys. Blind intersections are intersections where you cannot see for 100 feet in either direction during the last 100 feet before crossing. Trees, bushes, buildings, or parked cars at intersections can block your view of vehicles coming from the side. Slow to 15 miles per hour for a blind intersection. However, you may drive as fast as the posted speed limit if yield or stop signs on the side streets give you the right-of-way. The speed limit in an alley is 15 miles per hour. Speeding fines are doubled when workers in a construction zone or children in a school zone are present. And for good reason. Children require a safe environment in which to travel to and from school. Normal speed limits do not allow traffic enough time to stop suddenly if children step out into the road. Recognize, children often behave unpredictably, so obey the speed limit posted of 25 miles per hour and keep a lookout for them. It's the same with construction zones. Workers are often working on the roadway using heavy equipment close to traffic, not to mention other hazards such as dirt being stirred up, oil, diesel fuel on the road, sinkholes, and concrete barricades. The workers are concentrating on their jobs and not the cars going by, so it's important in construction zones that you obey the warning signs, speed limits, and slow down to avoid endangering the construction worker. In general, if you're not sure about your surroundings or what the actual speed limit is, slow down until you're more certain of the speed limit or how well you can handle the situation. There are two basic reasons why people violate traffic laws. They're either not paying attention or they're in a hurry. Sometimes it's a combination of the two. At one time or another, we've all sped because we were in a hurry. But remember, if you get caught, you're going to spend much more time with the police officer than you'll save by speeding. Even worse, what happens if you get in a collision? You'll definitely lose more time than you would save. The same is true for other violations like running a stop sign, a red light, and not using your turn signal, all in the interest of some perceived time saving. It's really just not worth it.